the rest of the story. In 1616, the rage of London, the toast of the town, was Lady Rebecca. Her attention to form was impeccable, her conduct irreproachable. Her bearing was such that she might well have been the daughter of a king. In the London of Shakespeare and Ben Jonson, the Globe Theater audience would have been incomplete, the bishop's banquet less inviting, King James's court less exciting without Lady Rebecca. And she was only 21, and she had come from the American colonies. In many ways, Lady Rebecca was the original Eliza Doolittle, the original My Fair Lady. During the early 17th century, civilized Londoners were enormously curious about the American colonies. Surely in such primitive surroundings, no gentleman would remain a gentleman, no lady a lady. So Rebecca Rolfe, the 21-year-old bride of an English colonist, having spent her youth in the most rustic of settings, was chosen as the object of this classic Pygmalion experiment. She was drilled on the most strict time-honored traditions, quizzed on the latest of ever-changing fashions. Her speech, her walk, her very smile had to be that of a lady. And that it became. In 1616, Rebecca and her husband and her infant son sailed for England. London's skepticism over this rather obvious Jamestown promotional scheme was quickly overcome upon the landing of Lady Rebecca, because she was everything that colonial PR had made her out to be, and perhaps a bit more. Thrust so abruptly into London high society, Lady Rebecca met every challenge, stunning all with her knowledge, her gentility, conducting herself like a princess. She attended a performance of Shakespeare's Tempest one night, was received and royally entertained by the Bishop of London on the next night, and on yet another evening she was presented at the court of King James I and Queen Anne. Lady Rebecca's companions were playwrights and princes, the intelligent, the titled, the uppermost of the upper crust. Then one day, Lady Rebecca's health began to fail. It might have been any number of illnesses, many historians conclude. Lady Rebecca's mind had made a successful transition from the bucolic colonies, but her spirit had not. So while the misery of London weather bade her return home, the flattery of London society enticed her to stay until it was too late. And she died aged 22 aboard a ship docked in the Thames, bound for America. If her death was sprinkled with tragic irony, she was at least remembered. For America's My Fair Lady was to be the ancestor of two United States presidents. And if the miracle of her pasture to palace metamorphosis seems less than miraculous to you, please consider that Rebecca Rolfe was an American Indian. Her tribal name was Mataoka. You remember her by the nickname given her by her father, Pocahontas. And now you know the rest of the story.